This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending immense greetings and salutations upon the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, in the previous few ahadith, we spoke about the dangers of certain bad moral habits or practices, وَخَصُوصًا اللِّسَانِ, the bad traits of the tongue and the impacts of the tongue. And we mentioned that from amongst these bad traits leads to النِّفَاق, hypocrisy or ذُلْ وَجْهَيْنِ, to show two faces to people. And we find that النِّفَاق, that some of us may rightfully just think about the major elements of نِفَاق which a person should avoid. But there's many minor elements. As Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah collects, hawali sitteen, 60 different elements of nifaq that a person needs to avoid inside their lives. We mention upon that a person being treacherous inside their speech, lying inside their speech, being deceitful. And from amongst the concepts of nifaq that we find is ingratitude, which is today's theme, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Man la yashkuru an-nasa la yashkuru Allah. Hadith in Sunnah Imam Tirmidhi. Whoever doesn't thank people doesn't thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And unfortunately we find it has become common practice amongst ourselves not to be grateful individuals, to be full of gratitude, even to simply to thank one another, that we find has become a very hard practice inside our society. And before we even begin to speak about thanking and showing gratitude towards one another, the possible reason could be that many of us fail to understand the rights and regulations that belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهُ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. We don't seem to give the due estimate, the due right, the due respect, the due adhama, the great magnitude, the greatness that belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we begin to fall short of the rights of the people around us and begin to fall short of the rights that belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Only few of my servants are going to be grateful individuals. And if you look at the context of these ayat, it's speaking about Dawood and Sulaiman alayhi salam. That is the context of these ayat. The power that was given to these two individuals. There were only two Muslim kings that ruled over all of this earth. It was Dawood and his son Sulaiman alayhi salam. So in this context of these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds an ishara, al-khafiyya, a hidden symbol, sign, that when people become into power, wealth, and in a position, you begin that very few of them are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, that begins to spin upon the subjects around us, because we are only a reflection of one another. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Only a few servants are going to be amongst the grateful individuals. That you find various traditions that we find amongst books, tazkiyah speaking, of ulama praying amongst them, Imam al-Hassan al-Basri and other individuals. Or hatta you find some of the companions as well speaking, and make us from amongst those qaleel. Make us amongst those minute amount of individuals who are always grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ آمَنْتُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. This is something that some of us, we perceive that maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gained something by punishing us, by torturing us, by causing harm upon us. That's what some of us may begin to perceive about Islam. And the Western world begins to play upon that as well, that Islam is just full of hardship and difficulties. But we find it's the opposite. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ. What does Allah gain by punishing you? And what will keep a person away from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Two simple things that you find, in shakartum wa amantum. You show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Coupled together, your belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads you to shukr, leads you to gratitude, leads you to gratefulness, leads you to wa amma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith, leads you to enumerate, speak about the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa afdulu ni'ma huwa ni'matul Islam. Alhamdulillah, alladhi hadana li hadha. وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ. The greatest blessing to all of us is then a person should be rejoicing and praising and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's guided us to this, to Deenul Islam. If he had not guided us, we would have been amongst astray individuals. This is one amongst, if not the greatest blessing upon the believer. The second blessing that we find, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Indeed, Allah has conferred another blessing, عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. إِذْ بَعْثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah sent a messenger from amongst their own selves. It's the second blessing that belongs to this Muslim Ummah, belongs upon all of us, the sending of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as we find the end of this verse, it mentions, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. Allah responds with due thankfulness, responds back to individuals, and likewise all-knowing. And this is the end of the fifth juz, the beginning of the sixth juz of the Qur'an that we find. Gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads to goodness towards people. And unfortunately, it's become visible inside a society. We think that we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the way that we treat people around us, Muslims around us, friends, colleagues, family members, especially in the disguise of practicing of Islam that we find that some people think is rising. But we find that an average individual at times is better than many of us, because they give due rights to the people. They give due rights to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May not be so well-versed individuals. And this is where many of us are beginning to fall short. Life has just become a textbook. Just become reading in black and white. Don't seem to perceive, don't seem to understand. Quran mentions, وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكِ. Quran says, وَأَحْسِنْ. Show goodness to people like Allah showed goodness to you. Allah showed goodness to all of us. Allah doesn't say that when I give goodness to you, that now you begin to shun people away. وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا. We found you misguided and we guided you. We found you in a state of need without any food and drink, and we fed you, we gave you drink. Referring to whom? Referring to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And look at the rest of us. We boast and parade about whatever we have. And even the context ayah that we find, وَلَا تَبْغِ الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Don't seek fasad on the earth. Once again, ishara, that wealth, power, if it comes to a person's mind, they create fasad upon the earth. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strangely mentions the opposite in the context of ayat, speaking about Qarun. إِنَّ قَارُونَ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَى فَبَغَى عَلَيْهِمْ. شَيْءٌ عَجِيبٌ. Allah speaks about أَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. Show goodness. These are the believers. Then Allah warns. Remember Qarun. He was from the family of Musa. فَبَغَى عَلَيْهِمْ. He began to transgress against his people around him. Allah mentions, وَأَتَيْنَهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ. We gave him such wealth. Treasures were given to this individual. Read Imam Suyuti's Durul Manthur, where he gives a descriptive nature of the wealth that was given to Qarun. What was given to this individual. And what did it lead to? This individual didn't become an individual who became thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but rather he began فَبَغَى عَلَيْهِمْ. He began to transgress his people, transgress everybody around him. We find that, returning back to the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَنَّ الْإِيمَانِ هُوَ بَيْنَ الصَّبْرِ وَالشُّكْرِ. That's what Iman is. That's what Imam Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah wrote his famous book, Umdatu Sabirin, the pillar of the patient individuals. Imam Ahmad nukila anhu waqad dhukira fil Qur'ani al-sabr hawali 90 marra. Inside the Qur'an, you find approximately 90 times inside the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about sabr, patience. That's what Iman is. Al-sabr wa shukr. If a person develops that inside their life, they have crystallized Iman. That they're patient inside their life and they're grateful. Patient of whatever befalls them, whatever they have to carry out, whatever they have to do. And they are grateful for whatever circumstances Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed upon them. And their tongue is always moist. We're remembering and making mention and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus we find that, let us return back to who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon us? To help us to understand of giving shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah mentioned seven elements that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created a place for the human beings. Allah mentioned, Allah alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created the heavens and the earth. وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. And he sent down from the skies, from the heavens, he sent down the water. فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ. And from this water you find al-thamarat, fruits, vegetation begin to come, the produce begins to come out of the earth, becomes a form of source of eating for you. وَسَّخَرَكُمُ الْفُلْكَ لِتَجْرِيَ فِي الْبَحْرِ بِأَمْرِهِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala subjugated the boats, the ships, to flow upon the ocean, to be at service towards you. وَسَّخَرَكُمُ الْأَنْهَارِ. Allah subjugated the rivers to for you. وَسَّخَرَكُمُ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ الدَّائِبَيْنِ. Allah subjugated the sun and the moon, the alternation sun and the moon, the coming of the sun, the setting of the sun, the coming of the moon. It's all subjugated for the human being to gain the heat, to gain the coolness, to gain sleep, to gain rest. وَسَّخَرَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ. Allah gave, subjugated us the night and the day. These are seven things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah begins to discuss about many times that the Quran, Allah speaks about the number seven. And there could be some mystical truth towards that. وَالْعِلْمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. فَأَيْحَالْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, what is all of this subjugation? These seven things that are given to the human being, what should be given in return? Or is there something beyond that? وَآتَاكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ. Then Allah goes beyond that subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gives you whatever you ask for. So Allah's given us everything upon this earth, but He gives us everything that we ask for. مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهِ يَغْضَبْ عَلَيْهِ. In the hadith Sunan Imam Tirmidhi that we find, whoever doesn't ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَغْضَبْ عَلَيْهِ. Allah gets angry. So we shouldn't think that in these days, in the build of a hajj that we find, that we shouldn't ask. If you ask in excessiveness, ask Allah. If you ask for Jannah, don't just ask Allah, as some of us think, just let me go into paradise. If you ask for Jannah, ask for Firdausul A'la. Ask for the highest point of paradise. Don't just pray, just let me enter into paradise. So it should be a lofty goal, a lofty aspiration. The person should ask, a person should have husnul dhan billahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Should have good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah will give whatever the person asks for, if they fulfill the criteria that is laid out upon this earth. وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. This is what concerns us. وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you try to enumerate, you try to count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَا تُحْصُوهَا. You cannot count them. As you begin to count one blessing, you need to begin to start all over again. Then Allah mentioned, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. Indeed, the human being is an arrogant, tyrannical, oppressive, ignorant individual. Kayf? After all this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this to the human being. Why does Allah conclude this? أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقْ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. Does not Allah know what He's created? He's the most subtle, the most aware. That a human being is going to be ظَلُوم, is going to be oppressive, is going to be tyrannical, is going to be full of ingratitude, is going to reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what's going to happen to this human being. Likewise, at the end of Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah mentioned that He bestowed the trust of the heavens and the earth, that the mountains refused to take it, the angels refused to take it. فَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ إِنَّوْ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهَالًا. He took that trust, the human being, let me take the mountains and the heavens, let me take this amana. But indeed, he's one full of oppression, and an ignorant individual he is to take this trust. Because Allah knows the state of the human being, that many human beings are going to be ungrateful towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you remain with these ayat inside Surah Ibrahim, what a blessing it is that these ayat are inside Surah Ibrahim, the 14th chapter of the Quran. Because we are living the days of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Rather, we find that most of Islam, manasikul hajj, the rites and regulations of Hajj, all go back to Ibrahim alayhi salam. As we find inside this passage inside the Quran, we find, رَبَّنَا إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. Oh my Lord, I've left my family members. بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرِعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ. I've left them in this barren, empty land. We can all visualize Mecca at the moment. There's made advancement that's there, but look at the crevices of the mountains. Look at certain places. You can still begin to possibly visualize that, how this barren, empty land was. Hardly anything grows. Ibrahim left his family members there, in this empty land. And he prayed, رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُ السَّلَاةِ. If you study this dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, he's left them in an empty, barren land. hardly any food, any drink. That's first thing he prays for, رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Spiritual need. First thing he prays to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, oh my Lord, make them to establish the prayer. According to psychological or social needs at the time, these people about sociology they write about will be the need for food and drink and shelter and clothing. But the need of the Anbiya, the need of the believer, there's a certain need of shelter and food and drink. It's a spiritual need, the spiritual worry. That make sure that, oh my Lord, that my family members, they establish the prayer. فَاجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِّنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ وَارْزُقُمْ مِّنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ. Make people come close to them. The human being, by nature, is one who lives with society, doesn't live aloof. Lives with the people, mixes with the people. So he prays that make people mix with my family members to live with them. وَارْزُقُمْ مِّنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ. Give them fruit and provision. For what purpose? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ. They become grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what Ibrahim alayhi salam, that he prayed for. The story of Ibrahim, read the tafsir of these ayat. Speaking about Ibrahim alayhi salam, two or three pages that you find. Ala aqal, all of us should go refresh our iman, the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, these days of Hajj that we find. See what the story was. Rather that you find that the Quran, it begins with two prophets. The story, the Quran, Baqarah begins, revolves around two main prophets. Abul Bashar wa Abul Anbiya. Speaks about the father of mankind being Adam alayhi salam. And speaks about Abul Anbiya, the father of all of the prophets. None other than Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ. كَلِمَاتٍ بِمَعْنَى هُنَا الْأَوَامِرْ. Allah gave certain commandments to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Certain commandments were given to him. فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. He completed all of them. Every time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Ibrahim alayhi salam to do something. وَإِبْرَهِيمَ الَّذِي وَفَّى. Ibrahim, everything he fulfilled. Every time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conveyed something to him, he fulfilled it. Thus you find the beginning, or the end of the first juz, when it speaks about Ibrahim alayhi salam, speaks about his journey, the resurrection, the building of the Kaaba that we find. Hatta in the second juz, hatta even to the third juz that we find, he speaks about Ibrahim alayhi salam. Even if we travel into Surah An-Nisa, قُلْ صَدَقَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُوا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Say Allah spoke the truth. Follow the way of Millah Ibrahim alayhi salam. Follow his way. He was Hanif, one devoted to only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتٍ وُلِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّتِي بِبَكَّةِ. The first house that was placed on this earth was Bakkah. Bakkah is another name for Makkah. Was placed there. This is a place that you find. These are signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. Whoever enters in the precinct of Haram, آمِنًا. Peace, rest. Entering into the Haram, al-Makki, that person finds. Then Allah mentions, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. To Allah belongs the right, the regulation. Go and perform the Hajj. مَنْ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. Whoever the means to do so. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ. Whoever rejects, whoever belies, whoever doesn't perform it, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah is rich. Millions will be there today, in a few days. Millions have gone there before. Maybe billions have made that journey. 70,000 angels, يوميًا. What is known as the blueprint of the Kaaba, Al-Baytul Ma'mur, up in the heavens that we find. Every day 70,000 angels enter, perform tawaf. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they leave. And they never get to come back again. They never return. Tasawwaru, azamatullahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. 70,000 angels at one time. Never return ever again inside their life. Get a second opportunity. If all of that, and all the people upon the earth, they all reject, they don't praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَا يَنْقُصْ مِنْ مُلْكِهِ شَيْئًا. Will not diminish anything from the kingdomship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَهُوَ الْغَنِيُّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. He is rich from our ibadah. That's why when sometimes we think that we're doing ibadah, that this benefits Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهُ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. This flesh and this blood The sacrifice that we're going to offer doesn't go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What goes to Allah is taqwallah, is consciousness. وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ زَادِ التَّقْوَى وَاتَّقُونِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. The journey of Hajj. وَتَزَوَّدُوا, take your provision, take your belongings. But the best thing that you take to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taqwallah. That's the best thing. The best thing you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with is a pure heart. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. That day your wealth, your children, your property, your life, your dunya, nothing will avail you except for one thing. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Whoever comes with a pure, sound heart, a heart full of dhikrullah, of remembrance of Allah, azamatullah, greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a heart that will be beneficial. That is a heart of Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَهِيمُ رَبِّ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى قَالَ أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ قَالَ بَلَى وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي. Ibrahim said, oh my Lord, show me life and death. Allah said, don't you believe? He said, of course I believe. But I want that contentment inside my heart. I want to visualize life and death. It penetrates into my heart. There's no shock inside my heart at all. That was Ibrahim alayhi salam to fulfill his heart, fulfill that peace and contentment of belief and devotion and commitment towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what Allah mentioned, alhamdulillah. Alladhi wahaba li ala al-kibri Ismail wa Ishaq. Once again, he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon his elderly age. He's bestowed upon me Ismail, and Ishaq is bestowed upon me. And that's if we remain with Surah Ibrahim and travel through all the ayat inside these 52 odd verses or so, to see how many times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about gratitude and speaks about ingratitude. Even this cluster of surahs that we find, verses you go and read and study, these surahs, whereby Allah put certain surahs together, beginning with Surah Yunus, the 10th surah of the Quran, then Surah Hud, then Surah Yusuf, all names of the Anbiya, then a break of Surah Ra'd, the 13th surah, then Surah Ibrahim. Why have these surahs been given these names? Ulama of Ulum al-Quran conclude, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give these titles and these names. And only a few other prophets are mentioned by name, or surahs, Surah Muhammad and Surah Nuh alayhi as-salam. Person should read these surahs to see why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected these surahs, or chosen these names, or selected these prophets. What is so special about these individuals that we can learn from the seerah of these individuals? Awwal, in the beginning that we find in verse number 5, وَذَكِّرُوا بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِكُلِّ صَبَّارٍ شَكُورٍ. Surah Ibrahim begins by mentioning, وَذَكِّرُوا بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ, remind them about the days of returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, in there are signs. Signs for what type of people? لِكُلِّ صَبَّارٍ شَكُورٍ. People who are patient, people who are grateful. Those are the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَذَكِّرُوا بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ, the days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the end days. The end days will come, will pass. Person shouldn't hasten them. Person shouldn't rush. Person should be full of patience. That's what Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi mentioned, that to become imams and leaders inside society, a person needs patience. Without patience, a person cannot be classified as an imam, cannot be classified as a leader. With sabr wal yaqeen, tanalu darajat al imam. Via patience and certainty, person reaches the level of becoming what is classified as a real imam that we find. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. Musa alayhi salam mentioned to his people, remember the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. And we're all familiar with the blessings that were sent upon Musa or upon Bani Israel that we find. Then again Allah mentioned, وَإِنْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ. وَإِنْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. If the person shows gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, that will increase you. وَإِذْ تَأَذْنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Your Lord has granted it, prescribed it, written it down, legislated it. Whoever shows gratitude to me, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, then I will increase you in goodness, in richness. Whoever turns away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ.
Whoever is ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the punishment is severe for those individuals. وَقَالَ مُوسَىٰ إِن تَكْفُرُوا أَنْتُمْ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Again, Musa says, if all of you, people, you disbelieve, you reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. If you reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turn away, Allah is rich. The one full of all praise that belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, then Allah mentioned, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ أَعْمَالُ قَرَمَادٍ اشْتَدَّتْ بِهِ رِيحُ فِي يَوْمٍ عَاصِفٍ. Then Allah gives a descriptive nature, مَثَلُ, of those individuals who كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ, who reject their Lord, who deny their Lord, don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their actions are like dust which have been thrown on a windy day. لَا يَقْدِرُونَ مِمَّا كَسَبُوا عَلَى شَيْءٍ. They cannot control anything that's taking place around at this moment in time. ذَلِكَ وَالدَّلَالُ الْبَعِيدُ. That is the most manifest loss. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ. The parable of those individuals who reject their Lord. You know, sometimes we Muslims, we get confused as well. Yes, there are good people on the face of this earth. We don't deny that. But good people who don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ إِطْلَاقًا. Don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what good deeds they've done on the face of this earth. عِنْدَ شَرِيعَةِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى لَا يُسَاوِي شَيْءٍ. It doesn't mean anything. Their actions are going to be like dust particles thrown on a windy, on a stormy day. They have no value. Yes, it is sad. It is sad because many of us may know good people who are good individuals. But good people are individuals, as we began with, before being good to people, be good to Allah. Recognize Allah. Believe in Allah. Submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The verse in Surah Ibrahim, they continue in their journey of gratitude and ingratitude. We find amongst these verses that begin to speak about the highest level of ingratitude that we find is none other than a shaytan, Iblis. Because we find that the element of his expulsion or throwing out from Jannah that we find is none other than ingratitude, pride and arrogance that made him to be expelled from Jannah. Thus he makes this call, إِنِّي كَفَرْتُ بِمَا أَشْرَكْتُمُونِ مِنْ قَبْلِ. Indeed, I've already committed disbelief. I've carried it out. I disbelieve, I've rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I'm awaiting my punishment. Now I'm going to try to take the masses of people away. And there's a discussion, it continues. فَلَا تَلُمُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't blame me, blame your own selves. That's what Shaytan Iblis will say in the Day of Judgment. He will say, don't blame me. Blame your own selves. All that I did, I just gave this intuition. I gave these whisperings to you. And you follow them out inside your life. I had rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a long time ago. And I know what my punishment is going to be. But I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for respite, to give me leave, so I may go once again. And again, Allah said that only a few, you're not getting certain few individuals, al-mukhlasin, you're not going to be able to, sincere individuals, you're not going to be able to overcome those individuals. You're not going to be able to overcome them. They're going to be devoted individuals towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we find, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ بَدَّلُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ كُفْرًا. Have you not seen those individuals who changed the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards disbelief, towards rejecting them? وَحَلُّ قَوْمَهُمْ دَارَ الْبَوَارِ. And they've earned the evil chastisement, the evil abode, resting place for these individuals. بَدَّلُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. Changed the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Either Allah can change the blessings when a person is not grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or a person can change themselves in what meaning? In wasting the blessings, as we touched upon, squandering the blessings, losing the blessings, spending on haram, doing haram, is all losing the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus we find that these are just a few verses from Surah Ibrahim, 52 verses inside Surah Ibrahim, the 14th chapter of the Quran, from thousands of verses inside the Quran, which is full of shukr, full of gratitude, telling us to stay away from ingratitude. And thus we find that after this gratitude that we should develop inside our lives of thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then comes thanks, gratitude towards the people around us. Beginning with whom? Where does thanks belong to awwalan? Does it belong to friends? Does it belong to the people around us? Awwalan ash-shukr lil-walidain. Firstly, thanks, gratitude, servitude after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs to one's parents, birrul walidain. kindness, goodness towards parents. How many parents they complain to the imams that these children are supposed to be practicing Islam, but they don't give us our right. They don't speak well to us. They don't say good words to us. They mistreat us. They abuse us. And sometimes we have to startle. That are these the same young brothers who come to the masjid on a regular basis? Are these the same brothers who speak in this tone to their mother? Are these the same brothers who speak in this way towards their father? It's shocking. It's astonishing at times that it shows that grassroots elements of basic Islam hasn't really been developed inside our lives to understand that the sabab, the reason of you, of me, being on the face of this earth is our parents. Is our parents. And that's the Quran mentioned. Even if they happen to be disbelieving individuals, you have to show goodness towards them. فَصَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Show goodness towards your parents, taking care of them, no matter what type of parents they happen to be. Secondly, that we find another element of thanks and gratitude that many of us we fail to understand inside our lives is the relationship between the husband and the wife that we find before the relationship between friends and other people around us. Yes, many of us are very quick and sharp to say that the woman who does not obey her husband, or the woman, Jahannam is full of women who are full of ingratitude, بِكُفْرِهِنَّ, because of her ingratitude towards her spouse, towards her husband. That's one part of Islam that we find, that many of us were so very quick to develop towards that part of Islam that we find, and we fail to understand that the other half of the husband is the wife. That's why the person needs to read fiqh al-usra, read the fiqh of family relationships, of understanding, and shukr and gratitude to one another. Many brothers are quick to say that my wife doesn't serve me, wife doesn't do this for me, wife doesn't do that for me. But look at the psychological state of the woman. If she has 3-4 children to take care of, to nurse, to feed, to look after, take care of the home, take care of everything. But you have only one perception inside your mind about rights and regulations that belong to you. Once again, if you began with Islam, isn't a black and white text that you pluck a hadith and you bring it to an imam, bring it to a faqih, and said that my wife done this, now what is my right? No. That's not how it works inside Islam. There's a whole understanding of what is known as the environment around us. The environment that we live in, to understand, to come to a conclusion. So gratitude towards one's wife is what husband should deliver. Show kindness and love and affection. And likewise a wife as well. Without that shukr, man la yashkur al-nas, la yashkur Allah. Whoever doesn't thank their wife, doesn't thank the people around them, there's no benefit in thanking anybody else around you. And likewise then we find thanking other individuals, other Muslims. It's a very strange phenomenon that we find that when Muslims begin to find their deen, when they become so-called practicing Muslims, it's as if there's a chip on their shoulder, that as if the other individual has no value, has no perception, there's no respect to be given to another Muslim. We have to mention this, because this is spilling inside our society, that when certain young individuals practice their deen, they look down upon other individuals. Ya akhi, tazkur qabla qaleel, remember a few days, who reminded you about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who reminded you about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who taught you about Allah? Who taught you the Quran? Kam min asatidina, how many teachers that possibly some of us could have excelled inside our lives? Walakin lam naqsu min qadrihim. We never lose respect for them. Never lose respect. Because when I was only a child and I couldn't read the Quran, who taught me how to read the Quran? When I was only a child and didn't know how to pray, who taught me how to pray? Who taught me what was right and who was wrong inside my life? Now when I become a grown man, a man full of my own strength, my own wisdom, my own capability, and I say that these individuals, what do they do for me? How do they help me inside my life? But you fail to understand al-hasanat lil-awwaleen, al-sabiqeen. Hasanat would belong to the first individuals. The first individual who gave that encouragement, who gave that reminder, who gave that. Come in. How many students become great ulama, great skillful individuals inside their life? It becomes something praiseworthy, becomes happiness for the individual, that this is how our society is thriving. But when people begin to frown upon their loved ones around them and people around them, then we begin to misunderstand what are we doing inside our lives. We're not able to thank people around us. لا يشكر الناس لا يشكر الله. Whoever doesn't thank people will not be able to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of this is placed in conclusion inside Surah Luqman. The 31st chapter of Quran, go and study this page or so. Speaking about the journey of Luqman and his son. And how he advises his son about all of these points. About Tawheed, about belief, about As-Salah, about doing good deeds. Al-Amr bil-Ma'ruf, wal-Nahi al-Munkar. ولا تسعر خدك للناس ولا تمشي في الأرض مرحا ولا تسعر خدك للناس. Sa'r inside the Arabic language is a disease that hits the camel's neck. Don't raise your neck, because a disease enters the neck of the camel or the beast, it raises its neck, makes it look arrogant. Look at Lughatul Quran, ولا تسعر في الناس. When you walk with people, don't raise your neck, don't be proud, don't be haughty, don't be arrogant. Be humble, be grateful, be full of gratitude lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, train ourselves. That this raising ourselves, there's only one time a person should subjugate themselves to in a state of total devotion and commitment is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah, you bestowed all these blessings upon me. Zahiran wa batinatan, apparent and hidden, all of this. For what purpose? For what purpose? This is the purpose. Inna Allah idha ahabba al-abda ista'malahu. That's what a person should pray. If Allah loves a servant, loves an individual, ista'malahu. Allah begins to use that individual. That's what all of us should pray. Oh Allah, there must be something inside my life, my wealth, my property, something about me. Allah, take that from me. Take that from me and use me inside your path. Even though Allah doesn't need it. But this is the way of the dunya that we find. To use us individuals in the path, in the service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a service of gratitude. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and ability in these days to build up ayyam al-hajj, ayyam al-tashriq, to become individuals full of gratitude, of remembrance, of thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are days of udhi, of sacrifice, of remembrance, of takbir, of tahleel, of tahleel, of tasbih, praising, glorifying, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wants to hear the voices of His servants in the marketplaces, walking around at all times, praising and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are voices that travel to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will boast on the day of Arafah, will boast of millions who stand there. Why are all these disheveled individuals? Why have they gathered here? Why have they come here? Why have they clustered here together on this open land? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows why they are there, but wants to boast in front of the angels and look at these servants of mine, this journey that they've made. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept those individuals who've made this journey and to write us amongst those individuals who also make that journey inside our life to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Year on and year on that we find, because the person finds peace and tranquility with the words and the surroundings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.